You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Statistically, the best team in the competition since the middle of last year. That's indisputable, 1-2 attack. I think they lost the final by a kick, that they had more opportunities. And maybe they lost one game in the back end of the year. They won in seven states. They're pretty much fit and available. They're playing a powerful brand. So, yeah, we're on high alert to challenge ourselves and bring the best. So we're squarely focused on them. And rightly so, they probably felt they let a premiership slip. They could easily be the premiers.
And the boys excited to get up to Canberra, as you said, it's a very different...
We're excited to play everywhere. Yeah, no, we love Manuka, we love getting up there, we love getting away as a group. But, you know, and look, we've got great opportunity to love spending time together. We travel three out of the next 4 weeks, including last week. So the AFL's given us a good opportunity to be together.
Oh, God.
Well done, Ross.
That is...
Is that a clip? Is that a little clip?
Oh, that's sweet. Finally, you'll enjoy that. Finally, will enjoy that. He's got... when your coach, when he lines you up like he does and can just, with a subtle little sort of twist of the knife, lay a very, very nice little blow on you, he's as good as it gets, Ross Lyon.
Oh, he's fat. Hi, boys. He loves a little dig, and he did it beautifully. We love travelling 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, you know, pack your backpack, get your Ural pass. We're going on holidays.
Just before we get into your bits and pieces, as we look forward, looking back, as everyone knows, you're a great St Kilda man. Jack Steele's comment in the post-game interview, where he said it felt like a pre-season game and a community series match, that grab that he gave after you got out of jail against the Tigers. What did you take away from that?
It's ridiculous. Richmond were playing under exactly the same conditions. I mean, why suggest that it was awkward or uncomfortable for your team? You play another side, and whether you play them in front of a huge crowd at the MCG or you play at Norwood Oval. The very oddly shaped Norwood Oval. Is that a footy ground?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What shape is it? I actually looked up my book of shapes, and there's nothing that shape.
No. No, there's no name for it, I don't think. You're quite right.
No. But look, no, I don't think it holds any water, and maybe that's an excuse for playing the worst half of football I've seen St Kilda play for a long time. But still, they got out of jail. Look, I'm interested about Gather Round.
Go on.
Well, I think it was very poorly fixtured, almost a cynical exercise by the AFL. When you've got tens of thousands of people travelling to South Australia to watch football, many of them watching multiple games, you need to put on a good show. You've got to treat it like a boxing card with a good main event and a great undercard. So last week, remember the fixtures made pre-season. Last week, the eight finalists from 2023 all played opponents who didn't make the finals. And, of course, they all won. I don't think that's really fair. Gold Coast GWS, to me, summed it up. The two lowest drawing teams in the competition, let's play them in Adelaide because we've got a captive audience and we know we can get a good crowd there, rather than what would be an embarrassingly low crowd in Western Sydney. And I just don't I wonder why would you play Brisbane Adelaide, Brisbane North, who played in the first year and it was a blowout? Why play it again? Brisbane North, Port Essendon, Collingwood Hawthorn, Sydney West Coast. You could rejig those games to have a Sydney Collingwood game, Brisbane Port game, Essendon Hawthorn game, and a North Melbourne West Coast game, and you've got four well matched games of football. And I just don't think that's fair. For the supporters that travelled there, it was almost as though, we've got a captive audience, you're going to go to the games, and we're going to get some awkward fixturing out of the way in South Australia. And I don't think that's good enough.
Isn't that just a byproduct of the economics of the circumstances? Put these games on that are probably going to be... You don't want to sacrifice a game that's going to draw 60, 70,000 here... into a situation where they're going to have a much smaller audience. So I assume that goes into the thinking of the fixturing when they're deciding those matchups, which is, I guess from the club standpoint, it's probably understandable because it costs them some big bucks if they're up against a marquee opponent.
I agree that that's the thinking. But if you're encouraging supporters, tens of thousands of people to travel to South Australia, then put on a better show. Now, I'm not saying play Carlton Collingwood. I'm not saying play the absolute blockbusters that the MCG can host and fill out. That's not what I'm suggesting. But I'm certainly suggesting that Brisbane, Port Adelaide would be a great... And the other thing is, why play the two Adelaide teams on a Thursday and Friday? By Saturday morning, the locals were done and dusted. You know, if you're putting together a promotional card in boxing, you put the main event or the hometown hero, at least one of the Adelaide teams will last and build up to that.
I reckon that I know what you're saying, and theoretically I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I reckon Collingwood as the anchor fixture, the last fixture, I think that works because there's a lot of them over there, Finey. There's a lot of them over there, and they held to the very end. And, you know, the number, what was it, 44,000 for the Collingwood Hawthorn game, give or take?
The numbers are going to be good. People are going to go to the game.
Mm.
And by the way, I like you referring to Collingwood supporters as there's a lot of them over there.
Right.
There are a lot of them over there.
No, they
there's
do.
A lot of them. Yeah. A lot of them everywhere.
That's a very good point. So what are you expecting tomorrow? You had Essendon last Friday night. I was in Adelaide, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I imagine they would have been pretty flat after the second half they dished up against, you know, a Port Adelaide team that's humming at the moment. What are you, if you could preempt the nature of the calls that you're going to be receiving after tomorrow night's game and the final siren, what might be coming your way, do you think?
Oh, well, I gave it to Essendon. I said that the Essendon eggs was bulltish, and I suggested that they were the eggs blunt as one of those cheap statesmen you get thrown in. Because you put yourself out there. First of all, they've got a small midfield. I mean, Merritt's a superstar. I love the way he plays. And Parrish is very good too. But they're not a physical team, in my opinion.
Mm.
And I just think it was... Look, it was low fruit and I picked it because that's the nature of my broadcasting.
Right.
I've got to be honest. But they've got to come out. They'll come out humming. The problem is that they were, in the end, found out by a far superior midfield. 19-6 centre clearances is horrific. And it's not getting any easier on Friday night. They're up against the Bont, Libba, who's in slashing form. Treloar and English are the starting four. So it doesn't get any easier for them. If they can turn that around, then full credit to them. They've got a lot of character. Let's face it, they're 2-2. It's not a terrible start to the season for Essendon.
Mm.
They just come off the back of being made a big reality check. If they're hoping to play finals, they know playing against a real finalist, because that's what Port Adelaide was, is and will be, that they are a fair way off.
Tonight might be the game of the round on paper. Both Thursday and Friday night games are pretty interesting in terms of the matchups and what might lie in store. Where else is your eye being drawn this weekend?
Well, I called Melbourne-Brisbane the main event because Brisbane, your Norton 3, beating North Melbourne, even though comfortably, doesn't launch you into the season. Beating Melbourne in Melbourne, then you're back Brisbane. Melbourne 5-1 with their tough draw. they're almost flag favourites if they win tonight. So tonight's the big one. But then you've got Port Adelaide Freo as a very similar feel to it. Freo are making some rumblings to being a serious finals contender this year. They beat Port Adelaide. Everybody takes notice. Port Adelaide handles them. And then we're just rolling along beautifully over there, aren't we?
Yeah, they are. There's no doubt. It'll be fascinating to see how that ballistic sort of high up-tempo Port Adelaide footy goes against that Fremantle lockdown, that sort of full field shutdown that they've got humming at the moment. They're in sync with one another, these Dockers, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
You know what I do believe? I believe that the best teams in the combination have pairings of great key position players.
Yeah.
It seems to be working out. So Curnow and Mackay lead the charge. Lever and May, you can have it at the other end and build around that. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan and Pierce are very impressive.
Yep, no doubt.
So let's say if they can build a damn wall and make it damn hard to Port Adelaide.
Finally, it's always good talking footy with you. Finally's final siren up after the footy tomorrow night. You know how it works. Get on, talk your footy, vent or pump up your own team. And I'm sure he's happy to look forward to the games of footy to come as well. We'll be listening tomorrow night, mate. Always good to hear your voice on a Thursday.
Thank you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to be part of a great show.
Good on you, Finey.
Mark Fine joining us. We're here for Berwick BMW and Brandt, your local John Deere dealer.